no matter where you're at in your journey. I don't care if you're an 8-9-figure business owner. If you're not having fun and you're just out there creating something massive, but it doesn't fuel you, it's because you really haven't created your own definition of what success is.
Real business owner. Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, real business owners? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. Today, you've got myself, Solo, and it's Kale, as you know. You guys, this episode is brought to you by Easier Accounting. As you know, we're in tax time. So if you guys are running into any needs or anything like that, you know, reach out to us. You know, we're here for you guys, and moving forward. I mean, man, if tax time is troubling for you guys, it doesn't have to be, and I like people to understand that. It's like tax time's miserable because you don't do what you're supposed to do all year long. Right. And so, if you guys need to make some changes, that we're actually really good at that. We've got the best team we've ever had. And, man, we've pre-scaled to where we can handle a lot more business. So, that's, very, very high quality as well. So reach out to us, you guys, just go to easieraccounting.com. And if you need to make contact with us, do it. We'll reach out. No pressure. We're glad you're here, and hope you guys enjoy this episode today. But you guys, today I want to talk to you a little bit about business journey, right? Because in business, I've been doing this for 17 years now, I think going on 18, right? And so my journey through business has been, it's been probably like most business owners. And I don't know what phase of business that you're in, but, the first 5 years in business, I spent a lot of time trying to, build what my definition of success really was, what I thought other people thought success was, if that makes sense to you. And it was all about just grabbing cash and getting to a certain point in life, getting to a certain point in the bank account, trying to get to a certain destination, because then I could, create, the happiness or the family or the freedoms that I really desired. And so, in those early phases of business, man, you're doing a lot of things, to just try and hit a number, right? Trying to hit that definition of success that isn't really your own definition of success. And, and then the middle phase of business, it was like, I felt like there was a pivot. I wanted to, create different values in business. I wanted to, actually make a difference with the product or service that I was providing, and obviously the alignment with other business owners and my business partners, like the conversation started to shift. And then I would say in these last 6-7 years of business, it's been like all about really making a difference, like actually having a mission in place that is impactful out there in the marketplace. Because no matter what it is that you provide, what it is that you sell out here in the world, like, it does make a difference if you intend for it to make a difference. And so that's a lot more fulfilling, path, is when you actually have something that you're trying to build to make a difference in the world, right? The money stuff will work itself out. I mean, that just is what it is. Do you have to be strategical about it? Do you have to prioritize it? Absolutely, you do. But as I've been reading and studying these last few years, there's some things that I've really adopted that have stuck out to me. And it's really becoming more intentional with my definition of success. I'll share with you guys, because I read recently, and this really hit home for me, Dean Jackson. He's a personal success coach, and he wrote, you got to get tired of trying to live up to what other people consider success. If you're trying to live up to other people's success, you're probably living a life of chasing and forcing. Therefore, you're off, and you end up prolonging success. You say things to yourself like, "I'll be successful when." It's time to flip that. It's time to create your own definition of success. And the power that you guys have is you get to make that decision, okay? You guys must understand that you get to create your own life, okay? And so Where are you at in your journey? Where do you want to go? What type of life do you want to live? Do you want to be chasing, forcing, and keep living in that state of chaos? Or do you want to create your own definition of success? It doesn't have to be a dollar amount. It doesn't have to be a certain amount of assets. It doesn't have to be, you know, really anything except for what you want it to be. You know, and so Dean came up with his own definition of success. You know, I can wake up and ask what I would like to do. You know, he's gotten to a point where he has that freedom. What would I like to do today? Okay, that's a definition of success for him. You know, my passive income exceeds my lifestyle needs. Okay, so, you know, my whole business could implode, but I've got enough assets and investments out there to where, like, I don't actually need the business. I'm working on the business because it's what I want to do, right? And I can live anywhere in the world that I want to live. Okay. I thought that one was pretty cool too, because that's one of mine, right? Like, when I get to a point of where I can just take my family and go where I want to go, you know, whether it's 1 year in Mexico, whether it's down on the coast of California, whether it's, you know, up in the northeastern coast of whatever, you know, Cape Cod, right? Or Maine. Like, you know, like I want to be able to do those type of things. And so I know I'm successful when I get to that point, right? I'm working on projects that excite me and bring out my best work. I mean, so often as business owners, I think we can all relate to where we do a lot of shit that we don't want to do and we don't produce the best work because truly it isn't what we want to do. Okay. Do we got to go through shit in order to get there? Yeah. Like, honestly, there is. There's really no way around it. You know, but if you're aligning yourself and you're being strategic with bringing the right people in that have gifts that you don't have, and then you become better at delegating, like, really, you can work on the things that you want to work on, which is going to bring out your best work. I can disappear for several months and it won't affect my income. There are no whiny people in my life, right? That's a big one because let's be real. Like, we deal with a lot of people we surely don't want to deal with because we think we have to. But, you know, your definition of success could also be like, hey, you know, I'm to a point in life where if I don't want to deal with somebody, I don't freaking have to, right? So I thought that was pretty cool as well. I wear my watch for curiosity, not because I'm on other people's time, you know? So, like, you know, he's obviously identified a level of success, or what he thinks success is when he doesn't have to live on other people's time. I have no time obligations or deadlines. So I don't have to finish a project at a certain point in time. I have all these things operating. I have a team behind me. I have things going. I'm adding out to the marketplace, employing people. I'm doing great things. But I personally have gotten to a point where I'm not on anyone else's time, you know? So he also puts down, I wear what I want when I want. You know, that obviously puts a statement out there of like, well, like, I don't really care what other people think about me, right? I don't have to dress a certain way to feel successful. I get to do what I want to do. And he also says, I can quit at any time. And so I thought that was a pretty cool lesson by Dean, that he created his own definition of success that isn't really defined by what other people think success is. And that means something to me, because at the end of the day, like, I've done that. I've done that for so many years. And now I'm to a point in business. And I don't know where you're at in your journey, but like, the sooner you create your definition of success, the sooner you can become intentional about what you need to do in order to get to that point as quick as possible. If I had the wisdom that I have now from learning from people like Dean and reading the books that I've read and having the mentors that I've had, I could have maybe created these questions sooner. And so I don't really want this message to only resonate with, you know, people that are at a point where their business is doing 8, 9 figures and they've delegated themselves out of a bunch of different, you know, positions within their company or whatever. I want you guys to understand that, like, you can create this at any time. It does become, like, very important for you guys to actually start becoming intentional. And that was kind of the second part of his lesson was, well, you know, I had to create, you know, he says this, I had to create filtering questions in order for me to get there, right? Like, and he had become committed to these filtering questions. And Dean created these filtering questions that I also want to share with you guys. And is this experience, person, or opportunity align with my values? Yes or no? So anytime an opportunity comes to Dean, he goes through these filtering questions before he gives a yes or a no, right? To this, to the person or to the opportunity, right? This is something I did not do. Like, I was a yes man, and that actually served me very well. A lot of opportunities came my way. I said yes to a lot of them because I like to serve. And I knew that, like, through networking and connecting and you know, doing, you know, succeeding at a certain opportunity could create more opportunity. And so I would do a lot of things that really I didn't want to do that didn't align with me because I was trying to get to a certain point in business to where I could, you know, have this ideal situation or this ideal position in life that I felt like was successful, but I didn't really know what that success was because I never defined what my own version of success was, right? So that's kind of a mouthful, but that's the reality of it is I was just saying yes to almost anything that sounded good that could push me a little bit further, not really knowing what I was trying to achieve or what I thought success was. I just wanted more money in the bank because ultimately I wanted more money. I wanted to get to a certain point where I could be successful, right? But I didn't have like a plan laid out. I didn't have filtering questions. I also didn't have my own definition of success. Will this opportunity take advantage of unique ability and lengthen my stride? How will this opportunity benefit mankind? Is there a bigger cause or purpose that benefits society, right? So obviously these opportunities come to him. Is this going to lengthen my stride? Is this going to excite me? And is this going to be something that makes a difference out there? Obviously, one of his definitions of success is, you know, like, I want to make an impact. The fourth filtering question was, does this make sense financially? Like, guys, money is a part of our society. It is the tool that allows us to create whatever it is, your definition of success. You have to make finances a priority. Are you going to say yes to things because, you know, like, you just like it, or is it going to move the needle financially for you, right? If it's not going to move the needle financially for you, is it going to take away from what you truly love or your definition of success because you're not getting your worth, right? And so you got to make sure that it does make sense for you financially. Is this transactional or transformational, right? So is it a gateway to an opportunity that I really want that's going to, you know, help me create my definition of success? Or is it just a standalone opportunity that isn't going to last, right? So I thought that was a pretty cool filtering question as well. I really, really, really like this next one. If I say yes to this opportunity, what will it require me to say no to? You guys, every time you say yes to something, you are only one person. You only have so much bandwidth. What is it going to require you to have to say no to in order for you to take this opportunity? Is it going to move you closer to your definition of success, or is it going to move you further away from it? You don't have to people please out here in the world. You don't have to do things that you think other people want to do. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your uncle, your aunt. I don't really care who it is. If you don't take control of your life and live your definition of success and you have your intentional questions that you ask yourself before you say yes to things, are you just people pleasing? The philosopher Seneca calls... He names this thing called euthymia, which means euthymia is when you're on the right path and you're not allowing yourself to be led astray by the many other paths that come your way by wandering souls, right? And so you have to make a commitment to that, right? Like, you're building your own path by creating your own definition of success. And you have to create filtering questions to stay committed to not getting off that path by, like, different, you know, people or opportunities that come your way that just sound good, right? Maybe a shortcut that might come your way. And so this was a really, really cool lesson for me that I was like, man, I really need to sit down and create my own definition of success and freedom so that I can align my own filtering questions. And he gives this really cool example of, and this doesn't have to be a lot. You guys don't have to do six. You don't have to do, you know, a definition of 10 different things of what success looks like for you, but you do need to create it. Yours might only be five different things that your definition of success is. Your filtering questions might only be three, right? But at the end of the day, the British rowing team that won the gold in the 2012 Olympics, they achieved their definition of success, which was winning gold at the Olympics by asking one filtering question. And they got the entire team to commit to this one filtering question. And that one filtering question was, will it make the boat go faster? So the team gets together, and you got to understand, like, the British hadn't won the gold medal in rowing in like 70 years at this point in time. They assemble a team. They feel like they've got potential. They realize, like, hey, we have this definition of success, which is achieving gold at the Olympics in 2012. If we're going to achieve that, we all got to be committed to this one filtering question. Will it make the boat go faster? And so they all committed to that one filtering question. So, hey, I got this family reunion coming up, guys. I'm going to have to go and, you know, attend it. And it's going to take me away from my training for a little while. But I'm going to get back and get it right back on track, right? I'm going to be in a destination where I really can't do my rowing and my training, you know? So okay, well, what's the filtering question? Will it make the boat go faster? Okay, well, I guess I won't do that family reunion because I'm committed to this situation, this outcome that I'm trying to create, which is my definition of success, which is winning gold. And I made that commitment with my teammates, right? So guess what? You have to pass sometimes on things that are hard to pass on. It's easy to people please and say, hey, you know, auntie or grandma, I'm going to be at the family reunion. It's a lot harder to say, hey, sorry, I have a commitment that I'm going to have to skip this one, right? And so that was the commitment they made. Hey, everybody's going to the bar tonight. Okay, well, drinking and me showing up to our training the next day hungover make the boat go faster? Or will that set me back? Most likely, drinking and going out with a bunch of people the night before isn't going to help the boat go faster, right? So for 4 years, they made a four-year plan of training for the 2012 Olympics where all they did was ask that question and make a decision based on what will make the boat go faster, doing this that could hold me back or doing this that's going to push me forward, right? And so it's really the same type of thing that you've got to do with your business and your life is you got to make your plan. You got to make your own definition of success. And then you got to create your own filtering questions of what am I going to do? Right? Like it makes it an easy decision, right? Once you create it for yourself. And so I like to look at it as like, are you being the wizard of your own life? Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be outside influences out there in the world. There's always going to be, you know, people-pleasing opportunities or you pleasing yourself. And it really takes a commitment of you being self-interested for what you want. Because at the end of the day, are they going to be wiping your ass when you're in an old folks home? Right? Probably not. So are you going to be more committed to you and building the life that you want to build, your ultimate freedom, your ultimate legacy? And are you willing to make that plan and define what your questions are going to be so that you stay on path of that, right? Getting off path is usually things that do sound like a shortcut, right? Getting off path usually is people-pleasing other people or you doing things that really don't light you up. And so if it's not a hell yeah, this is going to serve my plan, why do it, right? And so, you know, I spent a little bit of time, I started writing down some of my own definitions of like what success is. What I created for myself is more of like indicators of if I know I'm on path or if I'm off path. Okay. And my first one is, am I waking up energized and ambitious? You guys, if I'm not waking up energized and ambitious, it's because something is off. And so that's an indicator for me when I know something is off, right? If I'm not doing something that causes me to like pop out of bed in the morning or if I'm like, you know, in that sluggish mode. So that's an indicator for me. If I'm using screens to be productive and not to fall asleep or check out. See, I already know if I get back in a habit of like watching screens to fall asleep or I'm checking out, ignoring my kids or my wife, like something is off. And I know that that's also going to cause me to not wake up like energized and ambitious as well. So I like to only use screens to be productive, right? If I'm on my phone, it's during work hours and it's not when I'm at home trying to get really good rest and be intentional and be present with the family, the people that I care about the most. And then that's it. That is number three, is am I being present with people Am I laughing? Am I singing? Right? Because I know when I'm awake in the morning, I'm singing in the shower. I'm getting out of the shower. I'm present with my wife while we have our coffee. I know when I'm like checked in and actually hearing my kids, that's an indicator that I'm doing something well, right? I'm doing something well on the path that I want to create, right? I'm in a state of like where I know I have momentum. Am I following healthy routines? Like I already know that if I'm not hitting the gym, I'm not moving my body, I'm not, you know, making good decisions on my diet, that it's going to set me back and I'm not going to wake up energized and enthusiastic. Am I setting intentions for each day? Okay, so for me, if I just wake up and wander, run to the office, see what's going on, like I already know, like I'm going to be in a position where I'm chasing and I'm forcing. I have to have intentions each day. And so I like to make sure I set those the night before. Tomorrow, I'm going to crank out a podcast. I've got some people coming in town. I want to show up great for that because I want to move the needle in my business. And so I like to make sure I'm setting my intentions each day the night before. There's usually at least 5 things that I want to make sure that I get done, and I want to be intentional about that. Am I paying attention to things that matter and move the needle in life, right? So paying attention is a big thing, right? And I realize that if something is off, I'm really not paying close attention to things. And that could be like I'm not checking my finances every single day. I'm not getting that time with my wife to where we sit down, we do our budgets together so that we both have an idea and we have both have eyes on what our finances look like. And so like, it's really easy when I get off on some of these things that I stop paying attention to the things that are going to move me closer to what my definition of success is. Also, another thing I put down is, am I willing to learn from others? See, if I'm off, I know already that I'm not the most willing person. Like if I find myself and I identify and I become aware of like me putting resistance up, like whether it's a mentor, a business partner, if I'm not willing to explore like some of maybe their ideas or pivots that we're making in our business, I just want to do it my way because I want to be right, or I want to be, you know, the person that we execute this idea or whatever. Like I already know that like that guard is up because I am not doing some work in some of my other intentions. And so that's one that I put down as an indicator as well, because I know that about myself. Number 8, I put, am I praying and am I meditating daily? So if I fall off the wagon of that, I already know that things start feeling a little bit different. So I've made that a committed decision of mine to make sure that I pray and that I meditate daily, because that sets my mind. And that's one of my intentions every day before I go to bed, to wake up and make sure that I have that time. Looking forward to reading and the putting knowledge in my brain. Right? If something's off, like I'm not that excited or enthusiastic to read, I'm not that enthusiastic to study or show up for some of my trainings with my mentors, right? Like there's a difference between looking forward to doing it or not looking forward to doing it, right? Like, and you know that about yourself as well. And so with some awareness, you know that about yourself as well, right? And so look forward to the things that you know are going to move the needle. Like I crave putting knowledge in my brain and giving me like plans and direction on things I can execute to get closer to my definition of success, right? And the last thing that I put is, am I having fun? Okay. Like, man, if I'm not being intentional, if I'm not creating, if I'm not like really joyful about the things that I'm doing, like, am I really putting out my best work? And so I got to have fun with the things that I'm doing out there. And so I like to make sure I'm aligning myself with people and groups, and I'm creating experiences to where the best of the best comes out of me. I like to sit down and brainstorm where everybody's like adding to something that is like, hell yeah. Or, you know, like, oh, you know, what about maybe we do something like this? And everyone's like, oh dude, I like that, but we could also add here. And it's like a fun collaboration, right? And then when we start executing it, it's fun. It's not just like some one way thing or something that you feel like you have to do. And so I just created these indicators to help propel me to my ideal definition of what success is instead of someone else's. And I know if I'm like, man, I'm not having fun. Okay, well, something's off. Something's off with my intentions. Something's off with my indicators. And so I get to go back to these. I have these written down right by my computer. And so those are the indicators I created. And I share all of this with you guys because I just want to open your mind, no matter where you're at in your journey. I don't care if you're an 8-9-figure business owner, if you're not having fun and you're just out there creating something massive, but it doesn't fuel you, it's because you really haven't created your own definition of what success is. You haven't created your own filtering questions or your own, no matter where you're at in your journey. I don't care if you're an 8-9-figure business owner, if you're not having fun and you're just out there creating something massive, but it doesn't fuel you, it's because you really haven't created your own definition of what success is. You haven't created your own filtering questions or your own indicators of like, are you on the path or not? And if you're not creating that, then man, you're turning into the zombie that everybody else is out there, right? So I like to encourage people with this episode today to create your own definition. You know, what is it that you really want out of this life? You know, create your own filtering questions so that you're not spending your time people pleasing other people to get where you want to be or getting detoured from where you want to be. You know, take control of your life. And really, you guys, I want to share with you that like you can fucking get through anything as long as you really are committed to yourself. Like every single one of you that listen to this, that take the time to listen to podcasts and put amazing things in your brain, you're listening to this because you are an entrepreneur or you want to be an entrepreneur. Like with the right plan, with the right understanding that you can create anything that you want to create because it's what you want out of life, like you really can create and get through anything. It doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges that come your way through business. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges as you're building your family right along the side of your business as well, you know, but to really be a great leader and inspire other people and lift the other people up that you care about, you have to have enough self-interest to do what you want to do. And you've got to have enough courage to say no. You've got to have enough courage to say no if it doesn't align with the plan that you've created for yourself. So you don't have to do it Dean's way. You don't have to do it my way, but you've got to create your vision of what your success looks like and what you want that to look like. And then you've got to create your filtering questions, and that really will become your plan. And so I share that with you guys because I just want to inspire you all to do it, because I'm doing it way later in life after doing 15 years of business, you know, and these last couple years have become way more intentional. But you know, I've learned a lot through this whole journey, and my whole goal of even doing a podcast episode like this is just to help you do it sooner, right? There is nothing in it for me. I just want to inspire people to do it sooner because I know the difference it's making in my life 17 years in. These last couple years have been way better than the 15 years before when I'm just trying to cash grab and I'm trying to create a life that I feel like I thought success was based on what everybody else thought success was, right? I want you guys to create what you want to create. And, you know, like one of my mentors, Michael Burnoff, says, he says, become the wizard of your own life. Like those are the people that create the most. He's like, man, the people that have the most amazing lives that I'm aligned with are the weirdest people. And he's like, I just realized like the weird is the way, right? And I know we've talked about that in other podcasts with other highly successful people like Jeff Lerner. It's like weird is the way. We actually have a podcast episode literally named that because it's so true. Like you've got to be against the grain. You've got to take control. Taking control of your own life really is going to require you doing a lot of shit that a lot of other people don't understand, right? Like a lot of people think Elon Musk is a weird dude, but that guy is passionate about building rockets and creating energy for the world, right? And he's totally an anomaly compared to anybody else out there. And it's like, really, that's what this is about, is, you know, create what's you, right? Create what you think is awesome. And that doesn't matter if it is weird to the rest of the world. So be weird, my friends. That was the episode that I had for you guys today. This is something that I've had kind of rattle in my brain for a little while that I just wanted to share with you guys because, man, I don't care if you're 2 years in or 20 years in, like the sooner you do that, the sooner you make your commitments and you create what your version of an awesome freaking life looks like, the sooner that you're going to actually achieve it. And so don't be the blind guy out there just trying to force it like I've been for so long. Be the guy that figures it out sooner, create it, live it, and watch what happens. I hope y'all have a kick-ass day. I love y'all. Peace out.